Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Minvale, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, KK's Cafe, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning. A very happy morning as far as we are concerned in Iberia Parish, not so much for our brethren to the east, which, of course, we wish them all the best. But a very eerie feeling this morning as I drove up, with Victor's not being open.
I know, it's strange.
And school not being out.
Another strange, yeah. It's
a ghost town.
Pretty much.
Right here on Main Street.
Yeah,
even though it probably wasn't the smartest thing to do, my wife picked up and went to Baton Rouge.
No.
Yeah, she wanted to be with my daughter.
Oh, well, that's understood.
And the reason that I okayed it, she went early enough to where, of course, there was nothing to worry about on her drive there. But because Jessica lives in Perkins Row in a very, very strong apartment complex.
Yeah, I know. That did. Okay.
You know, above the shops. You know, she lives above some of those shops. Like, they kind of like River Ranch. They have it like that.
Yeah.
And so I said, you know, go be with our daughter. No, which, of course, Baton Rouge, she didn't lose electricity.
Really?
Surprise. Now, my brother did over off of O'Neill.
Yeah. I've got family out in that area,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Joey lost electricity off of O'Neill. But as far as right there on Bluebonnet and Perkins, they didn't lose electricity.
Okay. She's further down Perkins.
Well, and of course, the storm jumped east.
Yeah,
it kind of wobbled.
It did. Then it kind of drifted a little more.
Yeah, a little more west.
Northwest, yeah.
But it stayed away. Went up that, more of that, closer to that I-55 track. You know, up toward Independence, Hammond, and, you know, a little west of that. But yeah, just very eerie feeling here. And I just, to keep it on that note, in relation to sports, I don't know how much damage a lot of these schools may have gotten. I know, like, in the Galliano area, and that, Lord knows what could have happened. But in New Orleans, I don't think you had a whole lot of structural damage in New Orleans. It still remains to be seen. But the electricity situation, I don't see the New Orleans area playing football this week.
The grid.
They're talking about a tower fell into the lake or the something.
Yeah.
The river.
Yeah, a couple of their power plants had terrific damage.
They called it catastrophic. I mean, yeah. And I hope, you know, I say I hope. Sometimes that word's overused, but, I mean, that's a big word, catastrophic.
It's going to be ugly. I'm under the thought process that even though Katrina, you know, if the levees don't break, there was hardly any
windstorm
damage.
Oh, no, Katrina was nothing. Katrina, without the levees breaking, was a Mississippi storm. It wasn't even a Louisiana storm.
Slidell eastward. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And with this, we got some issues. So especially, I feel for those people in the La Rose area and Galliano went up in there. So it's going to be really sad. So you got to say a prayer for those people. Wow. And then only one confirmed death so far that I'm aware of.
Which, just one is too many. But yeah, still, that's if that holds.
Wow.
I know of people in LaPlace that were in their attics.
Wow. I hope they brought hatchets with them or axes.
Yeah. Yeah.
To get out.
No, you had, there was one lady that I was friends with in Facebook that came out and said, my parents are in their attic in LaPlace. If anybody with a boat can get out there and help them.
Yeah. Wow.
And again, it's so easy to say, why the heck didn't you get out? And you get to a point where you trust that the track's going to do this and that. And you've been through so many. And
of people just to protect their home.
Yeah.
Their feeling of being.
I tell you, it's got to be really bad for me not to leave. I send my family out, but it's got to be really bad for me not to leave.
Yeah.
No, I do. I get my family out.
Sure.
But I stay. Now, if I had that storm barreling down Vermilion Bay, no, I think I'm getting out.
Yeah, the water issue is the big issue, but wow.
I stayed in Crowley for Rita, and that scared the heck. Well, and the problem was my family stayed. Now, I'm thinking I'm in Crowley. Not only Crowley, but north of I-10 Crowley. I know that really doesn't matter, but, you know, you think north of I-10, you got no problems. Shoot. And 100-mile-an-hour winds went over my roof.
Yeah.
In Rita with a, was that 2003 or two?
Five. For Rita.
Five. So with
Rita was in September.
With a six-year-old daughter, or seven-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm sitting there telling myself, Brent, you dummy.
Where were you for Andrew? Andrew?
I was in Abbeville. As a matter of fact, we thought we were going to get slammed. My parents were telling me, well, my mom, no, my dad was still alive.
That was in
92. Yeah, my dad passed in 95. So telling me to get the heck out because it looked like Andrew was supposed to come right at Vermilion Bay.
Yes.
The night, about 36 hours before it landed, and then it jumped east.
Yeah, it did.
And then it looked New Iberia, and then all of a sudden it landfell. The landfall was between Jenneret and Franklin,
correct, if I remember correctly. Correct.
And my entire family ended up coming to my rent house in Abbeville.
Wow.
Because if we did lose electricity, it was like for a couple of days, whereas in New Iberia, some of them had lost electricity for 10 days.
Mine was for 4 days.
Yeah.
For Andrew.
Yeah. So,
Barry 2 years ago was 36 hours, maybe. Something like that.
Well, Gustav for us in Squirrel Run was 8 days.
Hello.
8 days. Darby Lane just got pummeled.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember Gustav. That was in what, 08, 09? Somewhere
we had just moved. We had just moved. I had left Louisiana Tech, came back, got just lived with my mom for a while, as a matter of fact. And we had just moved into our house like a month before in Squirrel Run subdivision. We're not in that house any longer. We moved down the street. But all right, so Sugarcane Jamboree.
Yes.
A lot of action going on Thursday and Friday. We reported on Friday about the upset, Lorville upsetting the 2A school, upsetting the 5A school, Nish. You know, like I said, Coach Martin keeping it in perspective that, you know, it is a half a game.
Right.
But, boy, those kids from – as well as Coach Ware, because I don't think – That is indicative of how solid the Nish can be in 5A. I know they lost some really good players.
Yes.
But I'm sure they'll work some kinks out and be ready to be competitive. Lorville, though, just that's a great – even though it doesn't count against your record, it's a huge positive going into the regular season.
Yeah, psychological.
Yes, yes. Does a lot for you kids.
Of course, you don't want to live on your laurels either.
And so much with a team like Lorville depends on how healthy you are.
Right.
And I know Coach Martin knows that. And you know, you keep that in mind when you're practicing and doing all these other things. That, you know, just stay healthy, stay healthy, stay healthy. So you start out, you've got Delcom Highland and J-Town with a little three-way. And Delcom ends up going 1-0-1, and that they beat Jenneret.
Yeah,
14-0.
Okay.
Yes. Then Highland comes. Highland beats Jenneret also 7-0.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and I've got some notes on those games. So we had Highland Baptist versus Jenneret. Ty Olivier to Jaworski Joseph for a 75-yard touchdown. That was the lone score in that game.
All right.
In the Delcom Jenneret game, you have a Parker LeBlanc run and then a fumble return by Trevor Vietar, which gave Delcom the 14-0 win. And then Delcom and Highland played to a 0-0 tie.
Okay.
Jenneret, according to the article in the paper that I read, was missing a few players. I think everybody was missing some here or there.
Whether it be injuries or COVID.
Yeah. But, you know, hopefully Jenneret has struggled mightily the last few years, and hopefully they'll be able to pick that up and turn it around and become competitive. you know, the one thing about Generette, it's they've always they've been able to play youngsters because they have middle schoolers on that campus, which sometimes is good and sometimes is bad, you know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you do have an eighth grader.
Well, a few years ago, I can remember Generette having a bunch of eighth graders playing on the team.
Yep, yep. There's certain kids you swore you faced them for 10 years.
You're right. I know some of the LSU fans felt Major Ogilvie played at Alabama for 6 or 7 years.
I always tell the story in Abbeville. We had a young man by the name of Harold Cormier, and when he graduated as a senior, his younger brother, Shannon, who ended up coaching for me, and they were both number one, and they were both bow-legged, and they were both about 5'4". Now, Harold was bigger than Shannon. He was wider. But people would be like, that guy's been starting for 8 years.
Oh, yeah, there's some of them like that.
Oh, yeah. So after the three-way, you have Westgate and Catholic High, which a lot of people thought would be a very competitive contest. Of course, Catholic High in the past is you know, had success against Westgate, and this game just it wasn't even close. Fueled by a fumble return early by Jack Chauvin, Keon Joseph picks it up and goes 60 off of the Chauvin fumble, and then right after that, Chauvin's tackled in the end zone. They ran an option play deep in like from the 1 yard line. So now it's 8-0 after the missed extra point. Still in the first half, Amaz Eugene has a 50-yard kick return for a score. And then a Brennan Landry 20-yard pass to Dedrick Latulis. That wrapped up the scoring in the first half, which made it 22-0. Things didn't change much in the second half. Steven Antoine, a late 1 yard touchdown for Westgate, which made it 28-0, went for two, and didn't get it. I know both coaches, Coach Antoine was, he was happy, but also lots of procedure penalties on both sides. Just way too many flags. For both sides, and both need to work on that. Catholic High really offensively needs to get a whole lot better. They're looking at a really tough schedule. Now, the one thing I was talking to a Catholic High dad yesterday, Vermillion Catholic is having its own problems.
Are they?
Moving the football. Vermillion Catholic got shut out by St. Edmunds in the Jamboree. Vermillion Catholic has huge offensive problems.
Really?
Yes.
And usually they're a really talented team, too.
Yeah, you know, but it goes to coaching. Vermillion Catholic, and this is Brent Endest's opinion out here. I can more throw out my opinion for these surrounding schools. I can't get too opinionated with our local schools.
Sure.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Absolutely.
But Vermillion Catholic had two really good – so they lose – let me back up. They lose Kevin Fuqua 2 years ago, which mm-hmm. in my opinion was one of the better high school coaches, especially defensive coaches in the area.
Okay.
Kevin gave me fits.
All right.
Okay, as the head coach at Catholic High. A guy I highly respected. He'd been a defensive coordinator at several different colleges, coached at UL, just a heck of a coach. Well, when he left, he had Corey Brody as defensive coordinator, and he had Travis Blaze as offensive coordinator.
Is that Ozzie Blaze's son?
Correct.
Okay.
And when Fuqua left, he went to the principal and said, hey, you need to hire one of these guys as the next head coach. Well, the principal didn't listen. And went and found a VC graduate.
Alum,
who, in my opinion, was not near as qualified as these other two guys. Okay, that had never been a coordinator before. And the coach at VC was just banking, the principal at VC just banking on these two coordinators just sticking around. Well, you know what? When they got passed over, they stuck around for one more year, and they had another great year last year, went undefeated in the regular season, but the defensive coordinator, Brody, takes the job at Kaplan. The offensive coordinator, Blaze, takes the job at Westminster. So now they just don't have that offensive mind on their staff anymore.
Okay.
And they're also struggling at quarterback. So Catholic High is playing a VC team that I think is pretty stout on defense, but is not very good on offense. Not very good at all.
But Catholic High needs to clean up some of their situations.
Got to clean it up. Okay. Can't turn the ball over. Procedure penalties. One procedure penalty a night was too much for me.
Okay.
It's just not going to happen. It can't happen. It just can't happen. Especially when you are a ball control offense. You know, there's positives and negatives of every offense. The positive of the spread offense, it spreads the field out. It makes the defense defend the entire field. But the problem is when that field shrinks and you get inside the 20, if you don't have a good running game in there, very difficult to score.
And were most of the procedure penalties committed by offensive linemen or wide receivers?
Combination.
Okay.
When you've got a run-oriented offense, first, you know, the number one negative, when you get behind, it's tough to overcome. When you're down two touchdowns in a run-oriented offense, it makes it difficult.
Sure.
Three touchdowns, it makes it almost impossible. The other thing that is when you get behind the chains, you're in a bind. That's why we worked on the fade so much when I was at Catholic High. I always tried to have a good receiver out there, and we worked really hard at throwing the 22-yard fade to the sideline because that was my go-to when we got way behind on the chains. Hey, let's see, because a lot of times you get those interference penalties.
Yes.
So you just can't get behind on the chains. Westgate can afford to get behind on the chains because the way they spread you out, big play type offense.
And they throw the ball pretty well?
Yes.
Okay.
But need to get better. They need to get better. They need to be but schools that are run-oriented like Catholic High, you can't get behind the chains. First and 15, you can't go there.
And not only that, but from what I'm not seeing the football game, Catholic High against Westgate. When you talking fumble returns and a punt return, was it a punt return or a kickoff or some kind of kick? A kick return from the safety, in other words?
Yes.
Okay. And so, you know, 14 points, and they got beat, 28-0? Was that the final score?
Yes.
And penalties, things you can clean up.
Yep.
I mean, it can be done.
Yep.
Just got to get
more consistent moving the football. Only a couple of first downs. Just got to get. Actually, Catholic High came out with a really good couple of plays on offense, and then just boom, everything just fell apart.
Okay.
All right, so let's see what time we have right here.
We've got 7:29.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and talk. We're going to go a little longer on this break. I know we've got Jeff doing some handling some technical work. We had some issues last night.
Yeah, with the computer. Some of our sponsorships with the computer system being down.
So let's talk about NOLA and what they're going to do about football.
Boy, you're not kidding.
Does the Superdome have a backup system?
They have a generator, to my knowledge.
You know, I'm assuming that the Saints will be okay. As a matter of fact, the local Agreco
was at Tulane setting up for their game Saturday.
Agreco is one of the companies that they're the main go to for Super Bowls and all these different entities that you have to have backup.
I think they're located right here in New Iberia.
Oh, yes.
Their main office,
absolutely, right there off of 90.
Yes,
a lot of. Everybody, I guarantee you, if you've lived in New Iberia most of your life, you know several people that work at Agreco.
That's right.
They employ many people from this area. But these high schools, the one thing that is good, you know, I'm thinking, okay, they're going to go to virtual learning, but you need electricity for virtual learning.
You got to have power. I don't think Catholic High has a generator of any type, huh? But we didn't lose.
We didn't lose it. But I'm thinking of the New Orleans teams. I'm thinking of Newman, my buddy at Newman. I'm waiting for a phone call from him. Checked on him until their power went out last night, and I didn't want to bother him after that. And talked to Frankie Monica last night.
Did he stay in La Paz?
I think they did.
He and Gina?
They just really weren't expecting what they got.
Yeah,
they were expecting it. It looked like it was going to the west of them, and then it ended up the eye ended up passing right by LaPlace.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it when it jiggled more eastward, and pretty much everything was going that way. Just wow.
My buddy in Independence, Keith Corona, former head coach of Independence, high school. Yeah, he texted me, said, "Man, we should have gotten out of here." We were texting back and forth during. We're going to talk about the golf tournament in a minute. If you're a golf fan,
cool.
And because of Ida, I mean, I've got all kind of buddies. I've got all kind of buddies that never miss big golf tournaments.
Okay,
Jay Smith. We're all texting. We've got our golf text, and then. I made it so that the tournament was not being shown on Cox 3, which that's NBC, right? That's the NBC affiliate.
Or ABC, man.
No, 5 is ABC on Cox.
Oh, I see. On Cox, yeah. Yes. I'm thinking somebody else.
Yes,
okay.
It's the NBC affiliate.
All right.
And I'm watching one of the most amazing playoffs that I've ever seen in golf.
Shambo?
DeChambeau and Cantlay, okay? One of the most amazing. And they're like, wait up. It's on. My brother Joey didn't know it was on, but me and my buddy Keith Corona were going back and forth, and he's like, man, I really want to check on the storm. He said, but I can't take it off the golf tournament.
You don't know who's going to miss the next putt, huh?
And we're going to get to that in the next segment because it was gutty in some respects, but then DeChambeau had so many chances to win this thing, and he was got a little shell shocked. So we're going to talk about that when we come back right here at 107.5 FM.
We at Hike Menvel Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menvel and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menvel, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Hey, guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
At Arsenault Ford, we know how important it is to keep your vehicle maintained and on the road.
We make it easy and safe to service your vehicle with curbside service, no contact service, and in some cases, pickup and delivery.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
BMW Championship, the penultimate tournament leading up to Eastridge this week in Atlanta for the Tour Championship, goes six extra holes. Now, you got to go back to number 17. So, Cantlay is one shot back going into 17. DeChambeau makes a wonderful birdie on 16, a par 5. Cantlay drives it in. I'm still on 16. He had driven it in the rough, laid up in the rough. Hit his third shot, which is a really good shot, but went over the green because he couldn't stop it. It was a tucked pin. It went over the green and ends up having a 10-footer just to make par. Wow. To stay within a shot.
Yeah.
And he makes it. Cantlay just made putt after putt to keep the thing going. So now you go to 17, which is a long par 3 with water to the right. Kind of comes into the front of the green. You've got to be able to carry the water if you go with the pin. If you go to the left of the pin, you don't have to carry the water. DeChambeau gets up and knocks one on the green. Cantlay knocks it in the water. So I turned the tournament off right there.
Yeah.
Went back to the hurricane watch.
Most people would have.
Well, then I go back. Let me check. Well, I'll be darned. Cantlay drops it in the drop area, knocks it up 10 feet. And makes the putt for bogey. Well, DeChambeau was a little short of the green in the rough, and he kind of flubs a chip and misses his putt, so they tie that hole. They go into 18. Cantlay knocks it up about 22 feet. DeChambeau is at about 15 feet. Cantlay knocks it in, and DeChambeau, who had made putts for 4 days straight, I mean, he puts a choke stroke, just jerks it left, okay, to lead it into extra holes. So now, DeChambeau theoretically had a putt on 17 for par that would have given him a two-shot lead with one to play, which would have wrapped up the tournament.
Pretty much.
Okay. He had a birdie putt on 18, 15 feet,
yes,
that if he makes, he wraps up the tournament.
That's two he missed.
Then on the next four to five, I want to say four of the five playoff holes,
all right,
had a putt that could have wrapped up the tournament. One of them being a six-footer.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
And Cantlay, who really did not hit the ball well during the playoff, just kept making putts. Just kept making putts. And then finally makes another big-time putt on 18, and DeChambeau has a chance. Really, again, not that long of a putt. I'm going to say 8 to 10 feet. And then misses it on the low side, on the amateur side. And Cantlay wins the tournament. And I even go back. Now, don't get me wrong. DeChambeau is a generational type player. He's that good because of his length. Courses are going to literally have to start putting sand traps further down the fairway. There are certain holes that you say, okay, I'm going to put the furthest trap out there. So there's water left, so we're going to put bunkers to the right. And we're going to put the furthest bunker at 330 because nobody can fly at 330. Well, DeChambeau can. So he can just aim it at the bunkers and just knock it right over the top of him.
Amazing.
Tiger did the same thing years ago.
You know, this was Tiger's 25th anniversary of his first tournament win today in 96.
So just like they had to de-Tigerize courses, they're going to eventually have to DeChambeau some of these. Because DeChambeau's not going to be the last guy, of course. It's just going to get better and better unless they do something about the golf ball.
You think we're going to see him hit them 400 yards consistently?
I don't know. You know,
that's amazing.
They did something in baseball about the ball.
Yes, they did.
We'll see. But just going back to these guys, but going back to DeChambeau, he's such a great player. But, okay, I'm back to my train of thought. On Friday, he is motoring along and is 12 under going into number 17 for the day. Just has to birdie one of the two last holes to shoot 59. Which I don't care how much of a lead you have, how it's going on. That is in your head. When you shoot 59, you're going to do something that Tiger Woods has never done.
That's right.
I'm talking in a PGA Tour event.
That's right.
I mean, I remember Al Geiberger maybe being the first one to do that. And then maybe Duvall doing it.
Yes.
There's only been a couple of four guys.
Yeah, maybe
to do
four
it.
Or five at the most. Yeah. But Geiberger did do it in the 60s, I think, or late 50s.
Yeah. So he gets to 17. He's got an 18-footer on 17, which he misses. Well, then on 18, he knocks it 6 foot 2 inches. Almost the exact same putt that he had to win it yesterday. And he just pulls it. And don't get me wrong, 60. The guy shot 60. But still, I just think he has some demons. The guy hadn't missed a 6-footer all day long. He hadn't missed a 15-footer all day long.
Amazing.
And I really believe that miss for that 59 just kind of stayed with him. But because he had several, if not seven, 6 or 7 opportunities with makeable putts to end the golf tournament. And didn't get it done every time. So,
after a while, it's got to play in your head.
Oh, there's no doubt. Let me tell you something. You're talking to a guy who's my putting gets in my head. And I'm putting so much better. I'm on a streak right now where I've shot between 72 and 75 about 6 straight rounds. But I can turn a 68 into a 72 better than anybody in the world. The only reason I feel okay about my putting is that I play often with Michael Caffrey, and he's a worse putter than
me. And he told me you drilled him Friday. 5 shots, I think he said. Yeah, 6 shots.
Caffrey's got a new nickname. Jay's named him McJabby.
McJabby. Jay Smith?
He's got a new putting stroke. We call
Jay
it
Smith,
McJabby.
He's called him McJabby.
McJabby.
All right.
Yes. So keeping it at golf. Now we move to East Ridge for the Tour Championship. Now, we've discussed it before. We'll get more into it.
East Lake, huh?
East Lake, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I played that course.
Okay. In Atlanta. Probably going to be hot as hell.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So you get into this tournament, and it's that goofy system. I don't know. It's just hard for a golf purist to accept going into a tournament with someone with a lead. But the way the Tour Championship works is because of the points, because of the way everything works, you will start the tournament with Cantlay already at minus 10.
Oh.
Finau will be at minus 8. He won last week. Bryson DeChambeau will be at 7. John Rahm at 6. Cameron Smith at 5. Then you've got a group at 4 under. Justin Thomas, Harris English, Abraham Ancer, Jordan Spieth, and Sam Burns, the LSU product out of North Louisiana. Then you get down to the minus 3s will be Morikawa, Sungjae Im, Victor Hovland, DJ, Louis Oosthuizen, the leprechaun, although he's not Irish, but he just looks like a leprechaun. He's South African.
He's small.
I'm the leprechaun. He's just very, I don't know. Right, yeah. He's just kind of scary looking.
He can always get a job in the
Every time I see that guy, I imagine it being dark and him shining a flashlight right under his chin going, I'm the leprechaun.
Oh, that type of leprechaun. Okay.
The scary leprechaun.
Oh, okay. not the bag of gold.
No. Not the leprechaun that in a survey by Notre Dame students say they think that the leprechaun is politically incorrect and they want to get rid of the Irish.
I've heard that.
They want to get rid of it.
I've heard that. One of the few monikers for college teams that doesn't end with an S.
Ah. The Fighting Irish. Ends with an H. Ends with a SH.
Yeah. No, they got a few teams like that don't have a S. Yep. Tigers. Yeah,
correct.
Whatever.
Kind of like the Heat, but yeah, that's NBA.
Right. That's right.
So you got Rory McIlroy, who looks like he's getting better. You know, everybody thought that Rory was going to be the next Tiger. Kind of like, you know, Koepka came out and just shows you how good guys like Nicholas and Tiger are, were, that none of these guys can ever seem to match what these guys did. But you've got Rory, you got Xander Schauffele, Jason Kokrak, Kevin Na, and Brooks Koepka at minus two, and then you've got a group at minus one and even. I won't get to them. So it is what it is. You know, we can complain about it all we want, or I can complain about it all I want. I know that Boxcar, he doesn't like it either. They'll probably be talking. I know he and Teddy will be talking about it on Chip Shots.
This evening.
This evening.
Right? 5 to 6.
Yeah, right before a Catholic High show tonight.
Correct.
So we'll see how it works out at East Lake. Cantlay is such a – and one thing I forgot to say. So if you didn't watch the tournament, which made it a little more juicy, a little more dicey, if not a lot more, on 14, DeChambeau is about to hit his approach shot, and he backs off and says, "Hey, Patrick, would you keep still? Would you quit moving?" Yes. Which, Paul Azinger really jumped on.
I bet.
Oh, he just got called out. You know, Azinger's trying to build it up as much as he can. And now it's personal, which it was. I think it did. I think that DeChambeau is one of the guys that always tries to make it personal. I think he – I don't know if he does it wisely. I don't know if he should do that, but I do think he tries to make it personal with somebody he's playing against. You can tell Cantlay, there was one point – okay, there's one point in the playoff where – DeChambeau drove his tee ball in the water and still made par.
Oh, wow.
There was the one putt that he made. It was like he could make the putt to tie, but he couldn't make the putt to win. But Cantlay didn't even know. After Cantlay hit his approach shot, he looked at his caddy and he said, "Wait, was he in the water?" He didn't even know, to show you how much he's just all about his game.
Right.
He doesn't care about anybody else. I'm going to go out and I'm going to try to do this on every hole, and I'm not even looking at that guy. And of course, that is one of the things that makes golf so different from all other games. When you play tennis, you better know what your opponent does. You better know how good their backhand is, their forehand. You better know all that stuff. In baseball, you got to know about the pitcher, of course, and all these sports. Golf, the only other sport that you can equate to golf is track.
True.
It can be just all about you. Just all about you. You go out and run your race. You don't have to know where anybody else is. Sometimes it helps, but you can compete in track with the same mindset as you do in golf.
Yes.
It's just me. I guess you could say bowling.
Yeah, you could. Yeah,
you know, you bowling. But there's not many in sports. Gymnastics.
Yeah.
You know, kind of.
One more, horse racing.
Yeah, yeah.
You just got to get out there and go, man.
Yeah.
Beat that horse. No.
All right, so we're going to go ahead. And yeah, we've gone pretty long on both these segments. We'll just go three segments today, and we'll just go long on each of them. We'll finish with a break. So we're going to go ahead and go to a break right now. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little Cincinnati Bengal football. We all know why we talk about that a little bit. We're going to talk about the 20 through 11 top college football players and a few other things going on in the world of sports. And we'll be right back right here, 367-1240, www.kane1240.com. Be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
At Arsenault Ford, we make it easy for you to purchase a vehicle that's customized just for you.
Our customer order program makes it easy. Pick your model, your package, your color, and accessories, then we'll have a special delivery just for you.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back. A little NFL news. Jerry Jones comes out and says that Dak will be good to go week one. I know we got a lot of Cowboy fans out there. We got a lot of Cowboy haters.
Pooh.
It's a team that
get in line.
Sears
and Roebuck started that garbage.
Yeah, there's just so many. Going back to Bryson DeChambeau, he's become that guy that a lot of people love to hate. DeChambeau's got a lot of haters. Well, the Cowboys have a lot of haters.
Yes,
a lot of haters. I tell you what, though. It'll come on again tomorrow night. It'll be the third or fourth installment of Hard Knocks. The environment that Jerry Jones has created, the practice facility, that indoor facility that they
have. I'm sure it's first class.
Oh, my God.
Probably royalty.
They were showing just the practice facility. They literally walked the camera through the whole facility. The practice facility is a stadium in itself that holds like 20,000 people.
Really?
They have high school games in the practice facility.
Did not know that. Wow.
It's flipping crazy, man. And that's where the cheerleaders practice, you know?
Is that in the Dallas area?
Yes.
Because years ago, the Cowboys used to go to Thousand Oaks, California for their
No, they still do.
Training. Oh, they do?
Oh, no, okay. They still do. They still do. As a matter of fact, that I was going to talk about that next. The Saints have relocated to Dallas's practice facility.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They're up there.
Because of what's going on. Of course, they really need to now. They don't have any electricity.
True.
And it goes to show you how that's one thing I do love about sports in general, especially football. I just know it about football. The way that people already, even though you're trying to kill each other when you play each other, all these guys are in it together, and they're going to step up and help each other out.
Sure.
I've talked about it before on the show. I'll say it again. I'll never forget 2017, the day before the state championship game, us and Notre Dame, we both decided. I called Louie. Hey, are y'all staying the night? No, I ain't staying the night either. We're coming back. We're going to go. We're going to practice. We're going to come back. The next year, we didn't even go. We didn't even go and practice. We played on turf several times during the year. We didn't care. But anyway, Notre Dame shows up. They forgot their footballs.
Come on.
Forgot their footballs in Crowley. Had no footballs.
The equipment managers forgot the footballs.
Forgot the balls. So here comes Gui, Louis' son. Coach, got any balls we can use? Certainly. Yeah. I go to my guy. I say, how many balls we got here? We got 25 balls. I say, go give him 12 balls. We didn't need all 25 balls.
Sure.
And my manager looks at me like, are you crazy? Are we going to actually give the enemy? I'm like, go give them 12 balls.
Did you deflate the balls?
And I'm telling you that Louis would have gladly done the same thing for me. I've been in situations where the other team forgot the football tee. Give them the tee. Give them the tee. Now, there is the famous story about the team that borrowed a tee. I'm talking about the little block for the extra point, and then they faked it. That's bad there. That's bad. But anyway, for the Cowboys and Jerry Jones and that organization to step up and offer that to the Saints, you know, it just happens. It's something that I think just about any NFL team would do to help their buddies. Because, of course, the Cowboys aren't going to move out to let the Saints come in.
Right.
But they're already in California.
Sure.
That's where they do their camp. Now, this is the thing. I'm just realizing this. Camp's over with for the Cowboys. They got smashed by the Jaguars in their last preseason game.
Wow.
So they're coming home.
Wow.
So where are the Saints going to go?
Well, they got 2 weeks to before their first game in the Dome.
I got no place else to go. What's that from?
Oh.
I got no place up to go. Officer and a gentleman, man.
That's right.
I want your DOR.
That's right.
I got no place else. I want to fly jet, sir.
Yeah, ring the bell.
I'm going to go out on a limb and make a prediction.
All right.
About the Saints.
I'm sitting down. Make sure it's out of 17.
Latavius Murray gets cut.
Ooh. That's a big cut.
I'm just saying, man, that he's looked really poor. Looks like he's lost some pop.
A step or two?
You've got Devontae. It's either he or Devontae Freeman has to go.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Okay, because
you.
Jones is staying.
Yeah.
They've got the fullback. Jones is staying. Okay.
We carry five backs. And one of them's got to play special teams.
Yeah.
Or two, possibly.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just think that there's a good chance that Latavius Murray is going to get cut. We'll see. I'm not wishing it on the guy. But, of course.
God, he's been the bruiser like Deuce McAllister was,
yep,
you know.
Yep. You know, kind of the yin to Kamara's yang.
Yeah, like Reggie Bush was to our.
Yeah, the opposite, yeah.
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 Deuce was.
Yeah, so we'll see. But I don't know. I got a feeling he's going to get cut. Keep it in the NFL. Joe Burrow. I kind of don't get this. The coach of the Bengals, I don't even know who it is. Do you know who the coach of the Bengals is?
I got to think.
I don't know. I guarantee you my daughter does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Call her.
I think Michael Tarantino, my future son-in-law, knows that if Joe Burrow comes a-calling, Michael, you're out. The only guy in the world. It's kind of like me and Jennifer Aniston. If she comes calling, Tina knows she's out.
Cool, man, that's dangerous. That's very dangerous.
But Matthew McConaughey, it goes the same way for me. I know if Matthew comes calling, I'm out.
Well, it's always a trade-off.
All right, I knew Jeff would coach. Zach Taylor. Taylor is the head
Zach
coach
Taylor.
of the Bengals. Not the Bayou Bengals, the Bengals.
I'm thinking of the old coach for the Bengals back in the day when the Cincinnati fans were pelting the field for a bad call. With
a Schottenheimer? Or?
No, I can see him, man. He was a good assistant coach for many years. He says, we're in Cincinnati. We're not in Cleveland.
Yeah, it's not Marty Schottenheimer. I've got his face.
Good coach too.
I've got his face.
Led the Bengals to their first.
Gosh, dog it! I know exactly who you're talking about.
We're in Cincinnati. We're not in Cleveland.
We're not in Cleveland. Yes.
Anyway,
so Zach Taylor.
Sam Weiss.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sam
thank
Weiss,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was going to kill me.
Yeah, but that.
So, Zach Taylor.
Okay, Zach.
We're going to get Joe Burrow some snaps. They got him three snaps. He went in three snaps. He throws a screen, which Jamar Chase drops. Jamar Chase is getting booed already in Cincinnati.
Ooh.
He's got the drops so bad. And it's not only in games. He's dropping in practice. Like, and look, he did have drop issues at LSU.
That's concentration.
People don't remember that. And what's funny is his drops are typically balls that are put on him. When I'm talking on him, I'm talking about when you run, let's say, when you're facing the quarterback. Typically, receivers will have problems when they're not facing the quarterback, meaning they're running a go route, they're running down the field, a corner route.
Right.
Or they're running a dig across the middle of the field. But he seems to have his biggest problems when he's facing the quarterback, which is the easiest ball to catch for most people.
Like a button hook, basically.
Yes, okay. Yes. The ball he dropped was a slip screen in which Joey fakes ball left, comes out, receiver takes three steps up the field, and then he literally runs toward the quarterback for the little inward screen.
Sure.
Some people call it a tunnel screen, slip screen, whatever you want to call it, but just hits him in the hands and he drops it. I think he'll figure it out, but it's just not a good start for the number 5 overall pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Now that he's back with Burrow, hopefully it gets better.
And did he play last year? Yes. Well, who opted out?
He opted out.
Yes,
he opted out. And that, and just whether it's fair or not, you've got a lot of LSU fans that are not Jamar Chase fans.
Oh, I can understand that.
Because of him opting out. After the whole Ryan Clark throwing stones at Coach O situation.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the timing of it. You know, he said it was because of COVID, but it reeked of other reasons.
Okay.
So the Tigers, the Cajuns, this week, what a huge weekend coming up. It's football time, man.
It is. It's here.
So
got a high school game of the week on Friday night here on Kane Radio.
UCLA. Now, you know, my buddy Phil, he texts me. Man, I don't know. UCLA looks really good.
Who did play?
They played Hawaii.
Thank you.
And I don't think Hawaii is very good.
Not right now. They had some decent teams over
the years.
Yes,
they have. But UCLA will be coming in with loads of confidence. They jump up 24-3 in the first quarter on the Rainbows. They are the Rainbows, right?
Yes.
31-0 at half. Ends up being 44-10. They look good in all phases. So we'll see how that equates. Of course, LSU having to go to L.A. to play that game.
In the Rose Bowl.
Yep, in the Rose Bowl, which I think that's awesome. Just such an iconic venue.
It is.
I know a lot of LSU fans are making the trek. My buddy Junior Farr, I know he's heading that way. Going to also getting around at Riviera.
Hello.
I'd like to know how you pulled that one off.
Well.
Riviera.
Somebody he knows.
Because that is not a public course. So I'm excited for him and Jay Hebert. Is it Harold Hebert, the orthopedic doctor?
Yeah. Yes, who's retired.
Yeah. Who's also, I believe Jay is an orthopedic doctor as well.
Oh, okay.
Lives in the Atlanta area, if I'm correct.
All right.
But I believe those two, along with another buddy, college buddies, that they're heading to the game in Los Angeles and going to play golf at Riviera. That is my goal in life. I want to be able to travel.
All right.
To iconic venues, to cool, you know, whether it's LSU playing, the Cajuns playing, the Packers playing, and then find the nearest golf course and try to get on it.
Oh, okay.
To me, that would be my utopia.
You need to go with Teddy and them a couple years ago up to Wisconsin then.
No, Whistling Straits, no doubt.
Okay.
No doubt. I want to get in on that one big time.
I think Jerome
Weber. Right there on Lake Michigan.
I think Jerome Weber had a painting that was hanging in the clubhouse.
Interesting. Nice. So we're going to finish up with, to continue the, we started with the 30 through 21 of 24/7's top collegiate players.
Okay.
We're going to continue down that list. and finish up with that. Desmond Howard at number 20, well-deserved. Had a great career at Michigan. A lot of youngsters now just know him as the guy on ESPN.
Yeah.
Along with Kirk Herbstreit.
He had a decent career with the Redskins some.
Yes, yes. Didn't have a bad NFL career.
No.
Was a smallish guy.
Right.
Smallish guy. But very explosive in the heyday of Michigan. Did he – Schembechler was gone, right? Schembechler had to be gone at that time.
Pretty sure, yeah.
The great Bo Schembechler, according to Les Miles, when I played for the great Bo Schembechler.
Yeah, he did. That he did. Yes, indeedy.
The Boz at number 19.
The Boz. Okay.
Again, great collegiate career. Was it steroid-aided? Yes, it was.
Yeah, he induced, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was steroid-aided, but so were most of the other players at that time.
A lot of them.
Let me tell you something. When I first got to UL, to USL in 1984, I don't want to say all.
A lot.
But it was close. It was close. It was rampant.
Yes.
Rampant. And it was funny because I went in as a walk-on, and it was and literally I never even dressed out for a full practice, and I just realized that I'm not good enough. I mean, I wasn't good enough. Okay? Yeah, Donnie Wallace out there. There was a quarterback by the name of Sheck Snyder.
Yeah, from
from Texas. That never got to play much. He could throw the ball 80 yards in the air.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just looking around, and I'm like, I'm not good enough. I don't want to sit out here. And look, when I was at Louisiana Tech, I used to see these walk-ons that I coached that I knew never had a chance to play. And I just wanted to grab and pull them in my office and say, dude, what are you doing? But you know what? Some people love the game that much.
Right.
I don't know. I guess I didn't love the game that much. I was not willing to give up all my freedom, everything, you know.
A lot of time.
And to do that when I knew I was never going to get to play. Never. I was never going to get to play.
And get your head.
And you know what? The only guys, two of my buddies, I'm not going to say names, that I was kind of in the same boat with, they ended up being like, one ended up being the personal protector on the punt team. And another guy ended up being on the punt team as well, but the only reason they got on there was because they gained 40 pounds and ended up bench pressing 100 pounds more than they did. And they were doing that not because of natural eating and working out.
They had help.
They had help.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the help of a syringe.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh. I wasn't good enough. But Bosworth, definitely. One of the top 20, I believe that. He was that good.
He and Tony Mandridge.
Oh, yeah. Another steroid guy.
Yeah.
Steroid guy. Devontae Smith at number 18. When you think about it, yeah, he deserves it. The guy, he came on the scene as a freshman. You know, people, how can Devontae Smith be ahead of Joe Burrow, even though he was a Heisman Trophy winner? Because Devontae Smith's body of work lasted 4 years.
Yeah. He could catch, too.
Yes. 4 years. Now, he's listed right there and was not the highest drafted receiver.
That's amazing. Isn't that amazing? Potential.
Yes. Yes. Was not considered the best offensive player on his team and probably wasn't.
Yeah.
Charles Woodson, no doubt. I'm surprised he's not higher. As a matter of fact, he should be. I think Charles Woodson's a top 10 guy. Totally disagree with this. Charles Woodson, another Michiganian.
That's as good as I can get.
Yeah, Michiganian, Wolverine, returner, defensive back, equated it into a wonderful NFL career, recently enshrined in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if it's ESPN or Fox or whatever he does, but he's been a part of the game. He's just a wonderful, just great player, tough, hard-nosed player.
Right.
One of the few corners that could convert to a safety because he wasn't a sissy. A lot of these corners, they don't want to hit anybody. Charles Woodson would bring the wood.
He'd hit you. You're right.
Great player. Great player. Dave Remington, if you forget about him, one of the greatest offensive linemen of all time.
Named the trophy after him.
The Remington Trophy, named for the greatest center.
Nebraska.
In college football. Unbelievable player for Tom Osborne. Ross Browner. And again, yeah. Remington, not a great NFL career.
No.
Ross Browner, another one, not a great NFL career, but for Notre Dame was just a hoss.
Yeah, he was. Had a couple brothers who were fine players,
yes,
too.
Yes. He's a guy you forget about because he just didn't have that great of an NFL career. But a lot like the number 12 guy, which we'll get to in a minute, which I always love to talk about, the number 12 guy, jumping ahead. But Ross Browner had similar career to him in that just unbelievable in college but did not equate to the NFL game. Deion Sanders did equate to the NFL game. Probably the highest corner on this list and arguably one of the greatest corners in the history, the lockdown corners in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, played Major League Baseball for a while, too.
Yes, just great player. Love him or hate him.
And now he's the head coach of Jackson State.
Yeah, like him, dislike him, whatever. But Deion Sanders could flat-out play. He was prime time as a returner, all the different things that he did. Just unbelievable player. Orlando Pace, when you're an offensive lineman and you're that high, Ohio State product, you're in rare air. Did equate to the NFL level. Ended up being a great player. Just a mountain of a man.
Hall of Famer.
Yes. Big time.
Yes.
Just dominating player.
Big guy, too.
Dominating, like 6'6"-ish. Just dominating player.
300-plus.
So this is my number 12 guy who I love to talk about. A guy who was the smallest defensive end for the University of Pittsburgh. Who nobody knew who Ricky Jackson was, his teammate, his classmate. Hugh Green.
That's right.
Thought it to be one of the top defensive players of all time in college. Just didn't get it done. Went to play for the Dolphins. Didn't get it done in the NFL. Was too small. He just didn't equate. As good as he was, as dominating as he was. I'm telling you, folks, if you never saw Hugh Green play college football,
or he was a heck of a player.
That dude could play. And I liked Pitt back then because I was a big Dan Marino fan.
Yeah, and both of those guys from Mississippi.
Yeah. So, yeah, Hugh Green just didn't get it done in the NFL, but was an unbelievable college player.
Johnny Majors got kids from Mississippi
and go to Pittsburgh. And then I could honestly say my hate and disdain for the University of Southern California Trojans all began when Charlie McLendon was coaching the 1979 LSU squad that lost to the Charles White-led USC Trojans. White scores a last-minute touchdown that after the infamous face mask by Benji Thibodeau, the Notre Dame of Crowley product.
Yes.
That led to that win when USC was the number one team in the country.
Yes, they were at that time, yes.
And as we talked about last week when we were talking about the SEC storied and all these things, that one of the last things that Charlie McLendon said on his deathbed was talking about the face mask and how it cost him that game. And again, I had a kid do the exact same thing my first year against Crowley. We're playing Church Point. Church Point is way better than us. Way better. I inherited an 0-10 team. And if we win this game, we get to the 500 mark. And on 4th and 8, all we got to do is just make a stop and we win the game. And we are sacking the quarterback. And as he's going down, one of our kids, his face just went across the face. He didn't try to do it. It just happens. Sometimes your hand ends up in that spot. They get the automatic first down and go ahead and score and beat us. That's a tough pill to swallow.
You going to remember that one on your deathbed?
Not like that, because they weren't the number one team in the country. Plus, my team, that was arguably the worst team I ever coached. I still believe to this day.
Really?
The best coaching job that me and my staff ever did.
Wow.
We went 4-6 that year at Crowley. We inherited an 0-10 team. Mm-hmm. The next year we went 8-3, and the next year we went 12-1.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, those things happen. But it really hurts you when you think a guy like Charlie Mack on his deathbed.
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
Yeah, talking about stuff like that. So we're going to get to the top 10 tomorrow when we come back and talk about more things. We're going to talk about upcoming high school games this Friday, which should all happen. Like, yeah, I said, if you're playing somebody from the New Orleans area or that I-55 corridor, now,
you know,
but none of these teams I've got. Remember, here at Kane, we've got the, what do we call
pocket
this?
Guide. Pocket, our pocket guide.
We've
yeah.
got the pocket guide. We've got many wonderful sponsors on our pocket guide.
You know, Catholic High might have an issue with St. Paul's playing in Covington.
Ah, you're right.
On your pocket guide there, I think it was the second game of the year.
Third game. Brobridge should be second.
Okay.
Yeah, it's third game. So 17th, September 17th.
You wonder if the lights will come back on in Covington.
Reminds me of a Journey song.
That's right, when the lights
go down in the city.
That's right.
And the sun
and
shines
are.
On the bay.
That's absolutely Steve Perry.
All right. Oh, man, look, hey, by 1982, Escape Tour, I was on the barricade, baby, me and my girlfriend.
Come on.
On the barricade. I could almost touch Steve Perry's nose.
Get out of here.
I was right there. Lover Boy opened up for him. They were good,
okay.
too, now.
Yeah, they were.
All concerts paled in comparison after that.
Really?
All concerts.
Okay.
All right. So we wouldn't be here if it wouldn't be for our wonderful sponsors that we so appreciate. Additive Solutions, Mako Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Hey, I know Q was very concerned about not only his sugar cane, but the golf course, but we're unscathed, believe me. If there's nothing the matter with my backyard, there's nothing the matter with the golf course. Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, the Quarter Tavern. I passed the Quarter Tavern yesterday.
And
it was open. Uh-oh. There were people out there imbibing. They had imbibization going on.
All right.
There were imbibers.
I hear you.
At Quarter Tavern. United Fire and Safety, KK's Cafe. Go get you some cheesecake. Gator Outdoors and Gritic Electric. We'll see you tomorrow.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indefs and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbour's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menvel, Grubbs, and Dalbour. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia,